reform and engage the bride of Christ. To stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom, we recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. Dr. June Knight, I'm so excited to be with you again, revivalist the past week or two for the Mississippi Awakening Revival Tour. And tonight we have the honor to have another team member on the broadcast with us, Mr. Jason Anglin. How you doing, sir?
Doing great. How about you?
Doing well. Now listen, Mr. Anglin, I'm going to read your bio for the listening audience so they can get to know you a little bit. One moment. Jason and Daphne Anglin have been married for 22 years with three children, Elijah, Gabriel, and Tessa Faith. They live in Hamilton, Alabama, and operate in the healing ministry. They founded Fire Ministries in 2012 with a heart to help those God placed in their path through ministry of healing and deliverance through the power of God and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Throughout the ministry and walk with Jesus, they have seen God work in various ways through healing, recreating, and raising the dead. They have been commissioned under Dutch Sheets, Clay Nash, and Damon Thompson Ministries. Jason traveled with Don Stewart on a group and a group to Macedonia, Serbia, and Greece, ministering with signs following. Then Jason and Daphne were able to go to Mexico and experience the mountain life with Brother David Hogan and saw many miracles there as well, including getting the opportunity to meet several people that were raised from the dead. That's awesome! I was influenced by Brother David Hogan and Freedom Ministries in the late 1990s and many other great leaders God has connected me with over the years. The first time I was introduced to David Hogan, the Lord, through an open vision, showed me my gifts and callings that he had placed on my life. So I pursued it full force, asking him to see his power as it was in the Bible. As I started speaking his word and realizing I have nothing to do with his word manifesting, I started seeing miracles, and they have not stopped. Matthew 10:7-8 is the scripture God gave me years ago to stand on. Just do it. Also, Isaiah 61:1-3. Walk in this and know that you are fulfilling it today as you are walking with Jesus. Then I am a firm believer in Acts 19:11-12. So many miracles have taken place from handkerchiefs. Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Be not afraid, only believe. Wow, Jason, I'm in awe. And you're so young to have seen all this already.
Yes, I have been blessed.
That is amazing. Now, David Hogan, isn't he the one in Mexico that I've heard so many stories about him battling all those demons?
Yes, ma'am, he is.
Oh, my Lord. I had no idea who I'm interviewing. Thank you, Jesus. I am so excited to be working with you. Listen, we know that there's more to this story. What did God do in your life personally to take you from nothing and to bring you to this point where you've been with all these great men of God?
Well, it started out in 1990. Well, I was raised in the church my whole life. My dad was a minister, and I fell away from the Lord like a lot of teenagers do, you know, 14,
yeah.
15 years old. And then in 96 it was, my brother and a couple of his friends, he had won several to the Lord in the recent days, and they'd been on me to go with them to this big revival that had been going on for several weeks. And I just, you know, I wasn't interested. I was satisfied with pills, alcohol, and just the bad life.
Yeah.
So one day they come up, both of them come up to me and said, why don't you go with us tonight? I believe tonight's the night. And I was like, well, just to shut them up, I said, all right, I'll go. But this was during work. We worked in a mobile home plant. And on my way home, I couldn't drive fast enough. I wasn't wanting to get saved, but I couldn't drive fast enough to get home and get ready and get over there with them to go to this revival. I couldn't really explain the feeling I was having. I just a sense of urgency. And
yeah.
I went, and those two, they drug me up on the very front row of the church. Lo and behold, during the service, the pastor, minister, evangelist needed somebody to do a little demonstration, and of course, us three being on the front row, he picked us three. Here I am.
That is funny.
And he gets me up there, and all through the service, I was just like, you know, I'm ready to get out of here. But when he got to the altar call and spoke those words, you know, do you want to give your life to Jesus? I couldn't get up there fast enough. It's just like going to get ready. I hit the altar, bawling my eyes out, you know, tough guy that I was, you know, or thought I was.
Yeah.
I melted under the presence of God. And from that point, I was on fire. You know, first thing I done, come home, started telling my wife, you've got to go with me. We're going tomorrow night. I want you to experience what I did and get saved, which wasn't the right way of going about it because I was pushing her.
Yeah.
And she was rebelling. But she finally agreed to it because I kept saying, you're not saved like I got saved. She's like, yes, I was. Because she was raised to where she got saved as a little girl and believed that she was still saved.
Yeah.
But she went. She didn't even make it to the second song during worship. And she was bawling. She's like, are you going to go to the altar with me? I was like, sure. You know, when that time comes, I'll go up there with you. And she poked me. She's like, no, I'm not waiting till then. Will you go with me right now? So we got out of the
aisle
and went straight to the altar during the second.
Thank you, Lord.
It was just amazing. And, of course, as all Christians, we fell short since then, but God's grace is sufficient. And
yeah,
it's a daily growth that we've been experiencing and still experiencing, you know, from 96 till now. And I'm learning more and more every day that I don't know near enough, and I just want to know more about my Lord.
Yes. Well, that's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Let me ask you this. How did you get, we're going to move over to what are you doing today in your ministry? You said your ministry is Fire Ministries. What do y'all do?
Well, our main goal when we started this ministry was to provide help to those that won't go to church. Not necessarily that can't go, but they've either been hurt by the church or they, you know, see more hypocrites in the church than they do on the street, so therefore they're not even going to waste their time.
Yeah.
And our goal is to shine the light of Jesus into their lives, and not only ministering the word, but ministering to them through helps as well. You know, people that's lost their jobs, help them with power bills, and, you know, just help all the way around or all the way across the board rather than just preaching to them that they got to get saved. Because
yeah.
I've learned in what time I have served, lasting relationships with Jesus ain't going to be just you go preach to them Jesus, you pray with them, and then walk away from them, and you're done, and they serve Jesus for the rest of their life. Because most of the time, that's not going to work. What I've
yeah.
learned is build a relationship with these people and become their friend, that they can have somebody that they trust fully. And I've seen relationships with the Lord last a lot longer in doing it that way than just preaching to them and being done with them, or setting them in a church. And a lot of churches, sad to say, they don't pick up on the new converts coming in to where they befriend them and make them feel welcome, especially a church with ties to it. You know, it's hard for the pastor to do it, and if lay members ain't doing it or ain't willing to do it, whatever the case,
yeah.
we're losing a lot of soldiers to the wayside just because of
I agree, yes. Yes. Because we don't have people discipling them. That's what you're
right.
saying. Yeah.
Yes.
I agree. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick little commercial break, and when we come back, I would like for you, I have a question to ask you about America, and then after that, we're going to talk about the MART Awakening Tour, so it'll be a couple of commercials. One moment.
Okay.
Bride, are you a writer, or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Properly through the web? Do you have a website and maximizing on social media platform? Now listen, your online presence is as vital as your personal presence. Vision Communication can help you achieve that vision. We will take your vision and creatively express it to the world. We will partner with you today to reach your perfect target audience, which is souls. Contact us today at www.govisions.us and present your vision to the world in the best way. Hey, me. Dr. June Knight, I am back with you tonight on WATB Radio with our very special guest, Jason Anglin. Okay, so let me ask you a question. We ask all of our guests this, and especially I'm really intrigued to hear what your answer will be, considering your background with all these wonderful ministers and your experience and your wife's experience in the ministry. Now, with all of the troubling situations that we have in America today, with current day events, what advice or what type of prophetic word or encouragement would you give to the American bride specifically about current day events? What would you say?
Seek the Holy Ghost first. That will, in every problem we face in life, I have learned this from a very young child, seeing it in the church I grew up in, throughout my walk with the Lord. Everything that we can possibly come in contact with that we need or we face, if we seek the Holy Ghost first, and it's easy to jump on a lot of bandwagons of wanting to be defensive, wanting to be, you know, partially political while partially spiritual. It's easy to jump on those bandwagons and get led by your own thought process versus being led by the Holy Ghost. And the Lord shared with me a couple of months back that there was a change coming to the body of Christ that is going to impact us greatly. He didn't give me specifics.
Yes.
Sometimes he does, sometimes he don't, but this time he did not. But he said, send out the word to our group that we minister with and walk with, and let them know that change is coming in the next couple of months that is going to impact the bride. And that if we are not prayed up, seeking the Holy Ghost, that we may see it as an attack of the enemy versus being God-driven. Because
yes,
this is coming from God, and we need to be in tune with the Holy Ghost to hear correctly and how to respond correctly, more importantly, when this change comes. And I wished I had more on what this change is. I don't know if it's financial. He has shared with me some financial things that's going to be coming in the near future, but this wasn't what he shared with me at this point. And that's all I have on it. If we seek the Holy Ghost, we will not be misled or misguided through any of these troubles that we're facing, through ISIS, through our government, through anything. And that's about all I have.
Well, let me ask you this, Jason. I know you don't have much time tonight, but you brought up a very good point. When you talk about we need to be listening to the Holy Spirit, now our listening audience is pretty broad. So there may be people listening from other denominations that may not understand what you mean by that. Can you explain to them how the Holy Spirit is a person and how we can have a relationship with Him? Can you talk to them a little bit about that?
Yeah, what I like to go back to is when Jesus told His disciples to go to the upper room and tarry and wait there. And He was going to send His promise. It don't say that He was just sending it to them, because later on in the book of Acts, we see that others received the Holy Ghost as they learned about it and prayed. And on the day of Pentecost, you know, God sent the Holy Ghost. And even the people in that town that day, they was questioning, you know, these guys is just drunk. They ain't nothing about this. And I mean, even today people still says it, you know, that person, that's all in themselves, that's not God, ain't nothing to it. But from a personal standpoint, when I got saved, you know, I was raised in church, I'd heard of the Holy Ghost, and you know, never had experienced it in the depths that I have now, but I prayed and I told God, you know, I want all you have for me.
Yes,
I
Lord.
Asked Him, I said, I read in the book of Acts where you sent the Holy Ghost to your disciples, and then I read in a few other places where others that had never even heard of it you know, they prayed and they received the Holy Ghost. I want what you have for me. I want the Holy Ghost. And I prayed that. I felt earnestly in my heart. But, you know, it a few times praying, you know, most of the time I was waiting until I went to church, you know, just out of ignorance, you know. You can receive the Holy Ghost going down the road in a car. I mean, there's no specific place. Just tell God that you want everything he has for you. And if there is anything to this Holy Ghost that we talk about, ask him to let you experience it. And it may come, you may start speaking in tongues. You may not speak in tongues right at that moment.
But yeah.
When the Holy Ghost comes in and dwells in you, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you will start hearing the voice of the Lord more clear. He will give you power, just as he told his disciples in Acts. You'll receive power to become witnesses. So if you lack boldness, if you lack strength, if you lack power, ask for the Holy Ghost, and God will give him to you. And once you receive him, you'll receive the power that you need to fulfill the calling God has on your life 100%. The rest is left on us then to do our part.
Right. Yes, and another reason I believe that the bride should really have a relationship with the Holy Spirit and to hear his voice clearly is because, now you've probably noticed this as well, that we are in the great falling away right now. And there's a lot of false teaching out there. And a lot of the bride is not paying attention, and they're just receiving this in their spirit. Do you know what I mean?
Right, right. That's right. And in my personal life, I do not believe, even up until this point, and persecution has not got bad in America.
Right.
Sure, it is in other countries, but even for us in America, where we have the easy life, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that I could have made it this far without the Holy Ghost, without his leading me and guiding me. You know, the Word tells us that the steps of good man are ordered of the Lord, and I believe that. I stand on that. But without the Holy Ghost, I don't know that I would have had the strength to take those steps that was ordered of the Lord for me on a personal note.
Yeah. I got you. Okay, well, we're going to move on to the Mississippi Awakening Revival Tour. Now, if you don't mind telling us, how did you get hooked up with Casey, and how did you become a part of the team?
Well, I've worked the past 4 years probably with Don Stewart, and he had told me about Casey, and I think him and Casey are even kin to each other, distant. But he had told me about Casey back when he first got to go down and meet him back last year at some point. And he told me, he's like, this guy is a true blue. He's a real revivalist, and he has the heart that we have, and I want to see us do something with him. And God gave Casey the dream of this Mississippi Awakening Tour, and he brought it before Don, and Don had introduced him with Clay, and, you know, as leadership in Casey's life, you know, Don and Clay both, you know, felt, you know, this is God. This is something we need to do. We need to help him promote his dream, his vision that God's give him. And all of us that's connected has been coming together over the last couple of years through, whether it's been through social media or, you know, just friendships from years ago, like me and Garrett, we've been friends for several years now and worked together in ministry for several years. And God's just pulled all of us together into this. And it's quite amazing how it's all come together so so quick and so easy.
It is, yeah.
I'm amazed by it, really, and so excited to even be able to count myself a part of it. You know, I just, as long as I get to go, I'm good. I mean,
yes.
There's some amazing people on this group that's going to be doing this, and just to be able to sit under any of them is just mind-blowing, and I'm excited for the group. I'm excited for the cities we're going to. I know God
yes, me
is
too.
Do some amazing things through this, and I can't wait.
Well, let me ask you this. To somebody listening that does not know what this team is going to be doing, what in your mind do you see the team doing?
Well, we've talked in times past and teleconference and about this and what we want to see happen, what we want to do. And I see us praying first, and we have been doing that. Everybody that's a part of this, I know, has been praying and even fasting about this and asking God, you know, you give us the cities that you want us to go to. And
yes.
Once we get that, we're going to pray, we're going to fast before we even go. We're going to till the ground in the spirit realm and get it prepared. And we're going to go to these cities. We're going to make contacts with pastors, evangelists, whoever we can in those cities. And we're going to come in. Some may be tag teaming. Some may be, you know, it ain't going to be a regular church service. Come in, sing three songs, one person preach for 45 minutes, and then us do an altar call. It's going to be fire on the altar from beginning to end. And there's going to be healings. There's going to be miracles. There's going to be creative miracles. There's going to be anything that anybody needs in their life. If they're anywhere close, even if they want to drive from miles away, it will be worth their time, their investment in it, and God is going to do great and mighty things through this.
Yes, amen. Now, Bride, the way it's going to happen, the way the team is thinking it right now as far as planning it, is they'll be traveling every month to a different city wherever God leads. Now, starting in November the 6th and 7th at Picayune, Mississippi, at the World Outreach Revival Center under Pastor David Meeks, we will have the kickoff weekend. We're calling all revivalists to come in and to intercede with us and to pray with us for revival, for this team, revival for the state, and revival for our nation. Amen. Now, that is November 6th and 7th. You can read more about it on our website at www.revivalms.com. Now, this is kicking off the 2016 tour, and all of the revivalists involved in the team are coming from four different states every month, and on Wednesday they will meet with city leaders and pastors and pray and fast and maybe set tent pegs or whatever the Holy Spirit leads them to do. And then on Thursday they meet with the intercessors, they plow the heavens, they partner with the intercessors of those cities because God has called them there. We're just coming to show support to them and to help them fight in the atmosphere. On Friday and Saturday is the actual revival. And the ones coming on the team will probably not even be the ones preaching. They're just coming to show support and to pull together and to fight in the spirit. Amen. Am I right, sir?
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So we're really excited about it, and we do want to invite all of y'all, Bride, to come on out down to Picayune, Mississippi. It's 45 minutes from New Orleans, 45 minutes from the Gulf Coast, so it's way down south. Okay, sir, now before we get off here, I've asked the Bride, every one of our guests that come on here, we know that it's divine appointment by God. So we ask the Bride to come in agreement with us because this ministry believes that our battle is not with flesh and blood. It's with the principalities and the powers of the air, and that God has specifically called each one of us to a mission. So we're going to ask the bride to come in agreement with us to pray for you and your wife. Lord, we pray for Jason right now, Lord, and his wife, Daphne, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over them right now. We come together in agreement across the world, Lord, the bride, and we just hold, we lock arms around our brother and sister, and we pray a hedge of protection around them today, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord. We thank you, God, for their lives, for what you have done to save them, what you have done to set them free, what you have done to give them compassion for the bride that's hurting, Lord, that they reach out to them, God. So we pray, Lord, all of the tools and strategies that they are going to need to accomplish the mission that you have called them to in their city and in their region. So everything that they need, Lord, as the bride, we call it in together. We come together in agreement with heaven, God. We're coming together in agreement that this mission that you have designed for them to do shall come to pass in Jesus' name. Coming together over their life story, Lord, over their generational line, Lord, that every one of them will walk according to the blessings down the generational line that you mean it to be, Lord. All of the provision that needs to come, all of their destinies lining up with your word, Lord. And we thank you and give you praise, God, that you called them for such a time as this, Lord. I thank you for them marching in the army of the living God and them marching with everything that they need to accomplish the specific mission that you have called them to, Lord. I speak health over his family, health and healing over his family in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray you send people to partner with him, Lord. Partner with them to help them to accomplish the mission that you've called them to, Lord. And we pray that these are people that would hold up their arms in prayer. They need intercessors, Lord. People that will help them to fight in the Spirit, Lord. And we thank you and give you praise, Lord, for everything that you've done and everything you are going to do in his life and in his wife's life. In Jesus' name, we give you glory today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, brother, if you don't mind praying for the bride, and then pray for Casey.
Yes, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as I approach your throne this afternoon, God, I just want to thank you so very much, Jesus, for everything, Lord, that you've done and all that you're going to do, Jesus. Lord, I pray for the bride of Christ, God, every person listening to the radio right now, or computer, whatever they have, God. Lord, I just pray right now, Jesus, that your blessings would be full in their life, God. From them all the way throughout their family, Jesus. God, I just pray healing over each and every one listening, God. Lord, I expect miracles to take place right now, God, for right now your word is being demonstrated, Jesus. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that the promises in your word, Lord, just like in Jeremiah, Lord, your word tells us to call unto you and you'll show us great and mighty things that we know not of, Lord. God, I just pray and I speak healing into the lines of everyone listening, God. Lord, whatever they need right now, Jesus, I speak healing, Lord. Lord, I declare you are king over their lives and their families' lives.
Lord,
God, Lord, I speak into their hearts right now, Jesus, and prepare their hearts to receive the one coming to them, Lord Jesus, that will ultimately lead them to you, Jesus. And I praise you,
Lord,
that, Lord. God, and I praise you, Lord. I give you all the glory right now, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank
Lord.
Lord, and I speak over Casey's life, Jesus. Lord, as he steps out into this dream that you've placed on his life, God, I pray God, that every person that comes in contact with him, Lord, that their life would be changed, Jesus. God, everybody that's partnering with him, Lord, I speak blessings over them as well, God. Blessings, God. Favor to the point that everything that you've given Casey, God, that it would spill over into all of our lives, Jesus. God, I speak safety over Casey and his family, Lord. Health, wealth, God, every aspect of his life, Jesus. Lord, let him not be wanting nothing, Jesus. Lord, I praise you for this, and God, I give you all the glory for this as well, Jesus, because I know this is of you, Father God. Lord, and
yes.
We lay at your feet, Father. We lay at your feet and ask you, God, whatever it is you would have us do, Lord, lead us and guide us, Holy Ghost. Speak to
yes,
our hearts,
Lord.
Holy Ghost. Let us see you manifest through these meetings into the lives of those that are hurting and in need, Jesus. No matter what
yes,
the need may
Lord.
Be, God, Lord, I pray that as Casey speaks, fire would flow from his lips, Jesus, into the
yes,
heart
Lord.
And burn away everything, God, that is coming against you and your word, dear Lord. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name, we pray and believe tonight. In Jesus'
yes.
name, amen.
Well, I've got to follow the Holy Spirit. I pray right now that every person listening has a revelation of the Holy Spirit,
yes.
that they would realize through your eyes, Lord, who you are, who the Holy Spirit is,
amen.
So they can have clarity to hear your voice, Lord, so that they can be led in this hour, Lord, that's approaching us. So we thank you and give you praise for the word that come through for Jason tonight, the warning that the bride needs to prepare their ears, and they need to hear the Holy Spirit during this hour. So, Lord, we thank you and give you praise for him being on the radio with us today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, brother, thank you so much for being with us. You've been such a blessing. What an honor. I love hearing about David Hogan and everything. This is exciting.
Yes, it is. It's an exciting time to be alive and be serving Jesus.
It is. Amen. All right. Well, you have a good evening. God bless you.
All right, bless you and yours.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.